Triple M. G'day, everybody. Strotty here, welcoming you along to a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yes, how are we? Hope your Tuesday went okay. I certainly had a busy one yesterday. A little bit of a snooze in the afternoon. I think the weekend caught up with me, if I'm being totally honest. Yes. I hope you had a good day Tuesday, though. Certainly another warm one coming up. Partly cloudy, the Bureau says. Around, 24 to 30 degrees. So a little bit cooler again than yesterday. And there is a high 80% chance of showers in the north, a medium 40% chance elsewhere. 3 mils in coughs overnight and 0.2 of a millimetre sort of around the Port Macquarie Taree area. And I think just a little bit in Kempsey as well in the gauge there at Aldervilla at the airport. 0.6 of a millimetre there. So not much, but we'll be thankful for it, and hopefully we'll get more today. Yes. Major news stories of the day. Well, the fallout from the Kenneth Haynes final report into the dammed banking sector yesterday resulted in banks making an extra $20 billion on their share price. Yes, there are no wet lettuce leaves around anymore because they're all used to hit the banks with. A lot of people are disappointed. Anyway, there you go. They've made $20 billion yesterday after the commission's findings were made public. Locally, and I think also it's really important when we're talking about the banks and people are cranky about them, as they should be, don't take it out on the staff. They're just doing their job. It was the, as you could imagine from what we saw at the commission when we saw the witnesses called, it's the head honchos that should get the big shellacking. But I don't think it's going to happen. Well, it didn't happen. Locally, police are seeking community assistance with locating Chris Donoghue, who has two outstanding warrants. Mr. Donoghue is 28. He appears to spend most of his time in Kempsey, but has ties to Lismore. If you can help police locate Mr. Donoghue, please contact your local police station without delay or Crime Stoppers. In sports, secret phone taps are believed to have been used in the bombshell Darren Weir police inquiry. It comes as the embattled trainer's four-year ban from racing is set to be confirmed today. Looks like he won't contest it. And locally in sport, the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street. And yesterday in cricket, the Central Coast Rush defeated the Coffs Coast Chargers by 7 wickets in the Sixers conference final of the Plan B regional bash at the SCG. What a thrill for the Coffs Harbour cricketers to play at the SCG yesterday. Good on them. Fantastic. Even though they got beaten, it was a great effort to even get where they got to there yesterday. Great stuff. On the show today, well, some people laugh, some cry. Worst dad joke Wednesday for Harrington Mechanical. Coming up around 7:45, if you've heard a real good dad joke howler, we'd like to hear from you. Also coming up, we're going to look at some interesting events coming up at the weekend in What's On, the Mid-North Coast, and also What's On Today. Christy will have that for you around 8:45. Also, a very funny cactus today featuring Bill Curley going to an ad agency. The Wormer with the fishing best bet. And, of course, Access All Areas Friday. We draw the winner of this wonderful Money Can't Buy experience for Triple M Club members. One of you is going to win, for you and your bestie, tickets to see the Chili Peppers. But also, you get to stand backstage for 3 songs while they're doing the show. How good is that? Again, only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today to triplem.com.au. That's what's on the menu, 5 to 6 clubbers today. You can call 132710, email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Midnorth Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:12. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au. Club opposition leader Bill Curley and his deputy Tanya Plibersexy were visiting the office of the Labour Party's new advertising agency, Ferrari Leach Ferrari.
Stroof.
A foyer full of thousands and thousands of live butterflies. How breathtaking.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, I think you'll find that we do things quite beautifully here, Mr. Curley.
Ain't that the truth, Mr. Ferrari? I'm enthralled.
Please, call me Seychelles.
Seychelles.
I thought your first name was Labyrinth.
Well, it was Labyrinth, but I change my name every season. Creative, we?
Can't wait to hear about this new ad campaign you've got for us.
Of course. My creative juices have been leaking on it for three long lunches. Months. Three long months. And I think it should star you, Bill, considering your TV experience. You are the guy dressed up as the tired old fish that John West rejects, aren't you?
I don't think so.
I think the Labour Party needs to recapture the votes of the middle-class family in marginal mortgage belt seats.
Oh, wow. Right, yeah.
Yes, that's what I was going to think.
I see you, Bill, as the loving old family dog.
A dog?
Imagine Bill with a little red collar around its neck frolicking in Mr. and Mrs. Batler's backyard with the kids.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, yes. That's a positive image, faithful to families.
Exactly. And you, Ms. Plebisexy, oh, you're perfect for TV.
Yes, I know.
As the voiceover.
Oh.
So, you read this slogan just as Bill the faithful dog suddenly starts dragging his bottom across the lawn.
Vote one. Underdog Bill, itching to lead.
Itching to lead?
Brilliant, it says it all.
Oh, Stroof, yes. The Lodge, here I come.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, and the Fishing Best Bet is, of course, remember to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. A very good morning, Wormer. How are you, Wormer? You fit and well today?
Morning, Strawny.
Yeah, looks another Groundhog Day.
Yes, nothing's changed.
I tell you what, I had a walk yesterday late in the afternoon, and the amount of red weed still out to sea that's coming in, Wormer, it is incredible.
Yeah, I've never actually ever seen it like it. It's just sitting there. And
yeah.
As soon as we get the Eastly today, it'll be back thicker than ever.
Yeah, I have seen it thicker. I remember I was talking to a former, and he's in the ambulance now, but when Jamie Martin was a lifeguard for over 20 years at Flynn's, the Olympic year, 2000, it was like a foot and a half deep across the whole beach and the waves couldn't even break. It was that thick, but it was a really thicker type of weed. But certainly for the length of time, this would have to be nearly worse than that, I reckon, Wormer.
Yeah, it's been around for too long. It does come thick, but never for this long.
Yeah, we need a really good big swell and some rain, you know, a couple of inches of rain to flush it out.
And a big southerly swell to clean it right out.
Anyway, we live in hope, Wormer. What about today? There still are patches of blue, and I'm hearing the outside guys are doing really well in the blue water when you get out. You've got the top of the tide at 10:30, easterly winds again today, but no real strength in them, only 10 to 15 knots. Where are we going to go?
Well, we might try and find somewhere out of the weed in the estuaries and try for a lazy flathead on some prawns or whitebait.
Okay, flathead on prawns or whitebait, okay.
I hear they've been getting some nice tailor and brim up on our northern beaches where the weed's not as bad.
Okie dokie. Well, you can give those to the mother-in-law, as the old expression goes, Wormer. All right. The estuary for flathead on prawns or whitebait. That sounds pretty good today. And, again, the top of the tide at 10:30. Would you like to go while the rising tide's on or wait till it turns?
Go out early before that wind gets up, mate. That wind will get up once the tide gets up.
All right.
Once it starts coming out of the east, there's not much you can do. It just gets in your face.
Yeah, I know. Shocking. So, all right, Wormer, thank you very much for that. Good luck. I hope the worms are treating you well, and we shall talk to you same time tomorrow.
Thanks, Strawny.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
On the Mid-North Coast, a possible shower and top of 30. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Police are seeking community assistance with locating Chris Donoghue, who has two outstanding warrants. The 28-year-old is thought to spend most of his time in Kempsey. His image on the Mid-North Coast Police District Facebook page. Contact officers if you know his location. The Hastings branch of Climate Change Australia is calling for climate change to be a big issue over the coming state and federal elections. According to the group, 73% of Aussies are concerned about the topic and that our politicians are still not taking climate change seriously. Local branch spokesperson Harry Creamer says the weather is proof the government should be closing coal-fired power stations and investing in far more renewables.
It's natural and human caused. We've just been through the hottest January ever on record in Australia, and the drought continues in Western New South Wales and Queensland. So we will be asking candidates to answer the question, all candidates, do you accept the science of climate change and what will you do about it if you're elected?
A new TAFE has been confirmed for Nambucca Heads. Oxley MP Melinda Pavey made the announcement today alongside the Minister responsible for TAFE, Adam Marshall. She says the announcement is a game changer for the area, which has never had a TAFE presence before. The campus will provide expanded training opportunities to students across the Mid-North Coast and complement the electorate's other campuses in Maxville and Kempsey. The latest petrol price report is in from the NRMA, showing little movement at the Bowser, while other locations are seeing small reductions in price. NRMA spokesperson Rebecca Page urges locals to head to the Fuel Check New South Wales website or the app to get the best local deal.
In Port Macquarie, the average has been 144.5, not a lot of movement, and it has been actually in the top five of the most expensive in the state for the last few weeks. Not expecting an awful lot of change in Port for petrol prices.
That's the same average as that seen in Wauchope. Meanwhile, for diesel, Port and Wauchope are more expensive than anywhere else in New South Wales. Now to sport. Another massive season expected in the football Mid-North Coast area. Local clubs are beginning to take registrations and planning sign-on days during the course of the month. Then in March, clubs will nominate their teams to the organising body to begin the process of putting together the draw. Last season, 571 teams played over 5,000 matches across the zone with almost 7,000 competing. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a north to northeasterly wind blowing again this morning. So that means those northern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditioned surf. The rest of our beaches are really messy and there's not much swell around. We do have a small easterly swell. Wave size is only around that 1 to 2 feet mark at the present time. We do have a high tide around 10:45 today. Low tide is around 5 o'clock this afternoon. And that water temperature in Port Macquarie especially, we've still got that cold current that's around, and the water temperature is around 17 to 18 degrees.
Hutto, just before you go, I know you're 1,005. You are the grey guru, the grey ghost. Have you seen, I know we've seen the red weed thicker, but have you seen it here for such an extended period of time?
No, it's just we haven't had any strong southerlies to get rid of it, Strawny. Like, that northeast is just blowing day and night for about the last 6 weeks. And the small southerlies that we have had have only lasted half a day to maybe one day. So what we need is a really strong southerly buster for 2 or 3 days and a big swell just to break it up and get rid of it.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, great man. We shall talk to you in half an hour's time.
Cool. See you, mate. Bye.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Cameron Roby, the younger brother of Hollywood A-lister Margot Roby, is always dodging questions about whether he's riding on her coattails. But Cameron, who's 23, insists he has his own career goals and doesn't rely on his famous connection to get ahead in the industry. He just made his runway model debut at the David Jones Autumn Winter Collection launch at Hobart's iconic Mona Gallery last night. He's been a familiar face with Aussie television audiences for almost 2 decades now, but TV presenter Tom Williams recently embarked on a career change. The former Great Outdoors and the Daily Edition presenter, who's 48, now works as a real estate agent on Sydney's North Shore. And country great Troy Cassidaly will play our sponsors, Southwest Rocks Country Club, coming up on Thursday, February 21. We'll talk to Troy in a couple of weeks. His Greatest Hits 2 CD set is also out now.
When I get to the show, I've got a set bunch of tunes I've got as a guide, but because I'm playing acoustic, the show can go anywhere. And I actually really do encourage the fact that I can look at that set list and think, well, if someone sings something out that's a little bit random, I'm happy to go there. And you can't do that with a band. You can't turn around to the band and say, hey, remember this song we played 12 years ago?
Triple M right across the coast on a cracking Wednesday morning. Marina with the traffic not far away. The great Phil Collins. Lots of people I've spoken to that saw him last week said he was absolutely fantastic, even though he had to sit down because he's got a crook leg, the poor old bloke. But there you go. And Vladimir Putin wasn't on the stage. You never see the two of them in the same room. Honest. Honest. 7 to 7.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Lee Jollo's a believer, aren't you, Lee? Hey?
Always. Hey? Yeah, mate.
You never see them together. Now, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, Sick Joke, an Iranian asylum seeker with constipation and a would-be refugee with a kidney stone are among nearly 900 boat people who were medically transferred to Australia from Nauru or Manus Island for treatment but have stayed in the country. As well as that, this is a very interesting one. US accents are on the ascent. Struth, Australian lingo, is being discarded by a generation of young Australians who are so consumed by YouTube and Netflix that they are adopting US accents. More kids are choosing to say Z instead of Z for the last letter of the alphabet and pronounce offence and defence with the emphasis on the first syllable, and are adopting American slang. So defense, wouldn't say defense, but actually I know what they mean because my brother does do that. It's scary. Yeah.
This is the bloke who's a blueberry picker now.
Yep. My brother, he picks blueberries and he says defense and no fence. Oh, too much YouTube indeed.
Yeah.
In the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, Labor ups the ante on banks. Labor will fast track a key finding of the Hayne Royal Commission to scrap grandfathered fees paid to financial planners in a challenge to the Morrison government to act more quickly on the scathing report. Labor's pledge came amid a political clash over whether any changes can be legislated before the election and who voters can trust to supervise the banks. And finally, cruise boats raided in deadly gas investigation. Police have raided vessels at Blackwattle Bay after a woman was killed by toxic fumes on a party cruise at the weekend.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much. Now, locally with you, police need the public's assistance.
Yes, indeed. Local police are hoping to locate 28-year-old man Chris Donoghue. Anyone who does know him and can help locate the man are asked to contact local police or Crime Stoppers. He has two outstanding warrants and is thought to spend most of his time in the Kempsey area.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Hey, what a thrill, too, in sport. The Coffs Harbour Chargers went down by 7 wickets to the Central Coast Rush at the SCG yesterday in the Plan B regional bash, but what a thrill it must have been to actually play on the SCG.
Yeah, indeed. It would have been amazing. And a couple of them have done it before because the Chargers, they're a pretty good team. And they beat the Port Macquarie Coast Stingers en route to the final there. Yeah. And it was a great contest from what I heard. They didn't make the final, but just to play on the SCG. Fantastic. Gee,
imagine the umpire. Mate, what are you doing? Oh, taking a selfie out here, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Rude not to.
Talking about the cricket too, Big Bash finals start tomorrow night. So, And the biggest disappointments, what about the Perth Scorchers? They lose their coach in Justin Langer. He goes the Australian job.
Yeah.
And they've had a shocking year. A shocking year. Never mind. 3:30 to 7. Lee will be back with the news in about 6 minutes' time here at Triple M. Thank you, Lee. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia. It is Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, 7:09. They didn't say don't stomp, they said don't stop. The Big Grape Stomp is on Sunday at the Bago Vineyards, and here is our stomping expert, the man with the biggest feet in the industry. I'm only joking. Ian Adams, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm always putting my feet in my mouth, so you're right.
Yeah, this is great. Look, the stats are about it. You've got 10 kilograms of grapes to stomp in 60 seconds. I was asking you about, you put off cutting your toenails till this was over.
No, if you do that, some of the juice would be stuck to your toenails and you'll miss out by that fraction.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a great fun event. I mean, I know you've got the media challenge and our sister station down the hallway, Cass and Bodge, they're going to be there on Sunday. It's good fun, and it's also fun for the members of the great members of the public. What's the record? Like, it is the amount of liquid you can get out of those grapes. So what is the record?
Yeah, the record was set in 2012, 7.1 litres from 10 kilos, which is pretty good, actually.
7.1 kilos. That's amazing.
7.1 litres. Yeah.
Litres, sorry. 7.1 litres. That is truly amazing. Now, the big question is, and I know it's a stupid question, but I will ask it, are they red or white grapes that you use?
Red. Because they are a lot messier and stickier.
Yeah.
And they're great for the photo.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And it's a great family day out, too. I think the winner, one of the winners was from Sydney last year, is that right? So the word is getting around.
Yeah, that was his second win. So he's been up a few years, and he's carrying on a family tradition where his father used to compete years ago. And, it's been going, this year will be our 21st anniversary of the song.
Isn't that amazing? Crikey, 21 years. And imagine having that on your CV, folks, amongst other things, grape stomping champion. I wonder if anyone's ever used it on a CV. What time does it get underway, Ian, at the weekend?
The winery opens, or the vineyards open at 10 o'clock, and then we'll be kicking off with the media stomp at 12, and then directly after that will be the general stomp, the 21st anniversary stomp. But the music starts at about 11:30, so it'll be it's quite good this year. The music should fit in well with the show because it's called Sweet and Swampy.
Sweet and Swampy. Yeah, well, I just played Don't Stop, Fleetwood Mac. But you want everybody to stomp there on Sunday. Look, it's going to be a great day, as usual. Baygo Vineyards, really good spot. You've got the maize there as well. The kids all love it. And, it is very, very funny to watch. And, who knows who will win. But it'll be someone with great dexterity in the Grape Stomping Championships, celebrating 21 years on Sunday. Good on you, Ian. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Mark.
Good on you, buddy. Yeah, sunny and up to about 30 degrees, I think the prediction is for Sunday, for that part of the mid-north coast. Enjoy, everybody. It's Triple M, 12 past 7. Good stomping, everybody.
My friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, we go to Act One on the program this morning. Good morning, Gary. What's your yarn for us today?
Strawny, they reckon it's cold in Argentina. In fact, it's bordering on Chile.
No! Oh, I love it. That fits the bill perfectly. Act Two, we go to Owen. Good morning, Owen.
G'day. Did you hear about the scarecrow? He won an award for being outstanding in his field.
That is good too. Oh, you're on fire today. John, good morning. What have you got for us?
Yeah, pardon me. A woman approaches a church and she's wearing a see-through top. And the usher says, I'm sorry, mate, you can't come in here dressed like that. And she said, but I've got a divine right. He said, you've got a lovely left too, but without a hat.
No, no, no. A divine right, MRI. Did you set that bloke up? Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck. Hope you get on. It is the Bee Gees. You should be dancing at 5 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we go to the soundproof booth and say a very good morning to the hanging judge, the great man Glenn Stewart. Good morning, how are you?
You better stop telling me that stuff off air. That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
not that it was rude or anything, but no, it was just pretty funny.
That's right. Listen, what about the bloke who sent me the Darren Weir joke already?
There's been a couple going around, actually.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it, which tea brand was it that used to say everybody's jiggling, jiggling, jiggling? You remember that? Remember that one?
No.
It was a tea. It was an old tea ad.
I'll take your word for
it. Get off that. Hey, listen, three good ones here this morning. Gary, Owen and John. Who did you like out of that lot?
Look, I think John was pretty close, but Owen's got to get it for me. He's the best in the field.
Outstanding in his field. Good on you, Owen. You're off to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Thanks to Harrington Mechanical to have a beautiful lunch. And speaking about that, of course, we've got lucky members draw tonight, and we've got a bit of moolah to give away.
So there's $2,000 for the members draw tonight.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. And also, Jerry's doing the trivia. I got a message from Jezza yesterday. Outstanding question, this one. The famous American baseball stadium Candlestick Park is in which city? Is it in San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Chicago? The famous American baseball stadium Candlestick Park, what city is it in? San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. Especially for the Triple M listeners going to the trivia with Jezza tonight there.
It's not the CSU Mud Dogs, though, is it?
Yeah, Mud Dogs. Yeah, remember the Mud Dogs? Hey, did you watch any of the NFL? It was a great game.
I was working, so I watched a little bit of it throughout the day, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those games, though. It's a bit like basketball. I know Otto hates basketball. He goes, why don't they just go to the last 2 minutes? Every game. And that's exactly what it was like. It was, what was it, 3-all with 7 minutes to go, I think.
Our marketing manager, Luke, he just, for some reason, his computer broke down and he had to sit in the front office where the TV was.
I'll bet.
But he keeps telling me that it was a legit breakdown.
A legit breakdown, of course, yeah. All right, now, entertainment this week. Who have you got on Friday?
On Friday, we've got Dean D and... got you covered on Saturday.
With Brownie. Beautiful.
Yeah,
now, Valentine's Day coming up next week as well, and you've got a really great deal for people to take their loved one out for a great three-course meal, and you're going to throw in a bottle of wine as well?
Yeah, so for $70 each, we're going to do a three-course meal and a bottle of wine for $70 each.
There you go.
Booking's essential.
Booking's essential. All at our great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Next week, we're going to talk about the tipping comp too, Glenn, because footy kicks off in about 5 weeks.
$25. $25.
Beautiful.
And we're going to throw $400 on top of the pool. So anyone that comes into the tipping comp pool, we're going to throw $400 on top of the pool to make it a little bit bigger. Yeah.
So at the moment, you and I are leading, aren't we? Well, everybody is.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right, great man. Thank you for that.
All right, mate. Be good.
Good on you, buddy. Congratulations, Owen. It was a very good yarn. More Worst Joke Wednesday coming up next week.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, away we go for $1,000. Let's see if we can give away the Casharoo. That was Tainted Love there from Soft Shell. And Fat Fingers meant I couldn't stop that before it went to the pointer. I'm having one of those mornings. Hello, Karen in Gummer. How are you this morning, Karen?
Very well, thank you, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, lots of different calls saying people getting excited about a bit of rain, and they text me, and then they 5 minutes later they go, it's gone now. How are things in Gummer this morning? Same thing?
Exactly the same. We had about 10 drops a few minutes ago, and now it's gone.
Ah, no! Anyway, let's hope it rains money for you right here, Karen. Now, for 40 winks, I've simply got to match your birthday with the number on the wheel. What number are we looking for you?
The 11th of February, which is next week.
Next week for Karen. All right, number 11. Come on, number 11. Come on, number 11. Come on, number 11. Come on, 11. Yeah, you're way off. Gee, I'm hopeless. 26.
I'm bugger.
bugger. Sorry, Karen, I can't give you the cash, but I've got your phone number here, details. Christy does the draw at the end of the month for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. And you have a wonderful day on the 11th of February next week. Now, is it something with an O on the end of it, Karen?
No, I'm a lot further on than that.
All right, OK. Well, you enjoy the day, and we really appreciate the call. Thank you, Karen. Now, other birthdays today. We've got some luminaries birthdaying today, like Jan McFarlane. Jan, 70 today. Lots of love comes from Ray and the boys and their families. Good on you, Janny. Enjoy the day. I hope he spoils you. I know he will. Also, can I tell you, Bob Fuller from Turner's Flat, McClay Valley Transport is birthdaying today. Love comes from Michelle and the growing family of grandchildren. Good on you, buddy. Bobby birthdaying today. Now, people like Bob and Jan are sharing their birthdays with the great Bob Marley, Axl Rose, and supercar driver Jamie Wincup, all born on this day, the 6th day of February.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Brekkie Show. The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Good morning, Strawny. I'm hoping for lots of rain this morning. Yeah. I know that normally you wash the car or you hang the washing out and it's going to rain and we need it.
We do need it. Although I was thinking about organising a communal rain dance.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need just these little droplets here and there. 0.3 or 0.2 of a mil is terrible when you're reporting on that.
I know someone with American Indian heritage. Might be able to get a group brain dance organised.
Well, let's do it. Sounds exciting.
And I could be talking through my hat if I have one, but never mind. What's happening today?
The Matilda Street Gallery Summer Art Show continues today in Maxville. The Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street. And on the Nambucca, the Kiowa Bushwalkers are out today from 9 for the Amber's Carrot Cake Walk. And, of course, Johnny, here's something for the tradies. We're bringing it back for 2019. Tradie Thursday happening tomorrow. Woohoo! It's where we shout you, Smoko, play your favourite rock song on the radio. So if you want Triple M to rock up to your job site on Thursdays, just go to triplem.com.au and register.
Yeah, good on you, Christy. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Sorry, and if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
I cut her off at the pass. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Classic hits, Triple M. Love it. Toto, Africa. It is coming up to 6 to 9. Talk about Africa. Have you enjoyed the jungle this year? I thought it's been good. I know they've cut down the time, but I thought the characters have been very, very good. Don't you love Evie? She is such a beauty. Yes, love the jungle. But Brooke did not last very long, did she? And what about the waterworks when she was found out she was going home? She's an actress. We're hopefully going to catch up with her over the coming months too, because I know she's coming to do another triathlon in Australia. So we'll see if we can get Brooke, alias Catherine Kelly Lang, on the show. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday today. Now, if you missed any part of the show today, maybe the Worst Joke Wednesday, go to my page on the website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, and press catch up. All the info will be there from what we've done today. About 10 minutes after 9. We'll whack it all up there on the catch up, all right? Tomorrow marks a very specific day for us because it is the return of Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories. Christy's going to be out tomorrow. To a job site around the Mid-North Coast with the oak-flavoured milk, yes, and with the Tumblegum Bakery goodies, thanks to ARB and putting people in the draw to win a couple of camping chairs at a job site. And also, they get to play their favourite rock song. Now, if you want to have us come and visit you for Smoko on Tradie Thursday, just log on to Triple M Mid-North Coast and leave your details there. And we might be coming to your place tomorrow for Tradie Thursday. Have a chat with the guys. And, Christy said it goes very quickly, the food and the... And the oat milk, I can tell you. Also, more of Access All Areas. Last couple of days of this Friday, we draw the last winner off to see the Chili Peppers in a Money Can't Buy experience, and also $1,000 on the birthday. Well, that and more tomorrow.
With love, health and friends.
We'll catch you from 5 a.m., whatever you're doing. Enjoy the day. Ray after 9 on 131-873.
In the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy.